Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text next step to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey and Big Jerv. Hell of a show for you guys today. We talk, obviously, about power, about Flatbush Misdemeanors season and perhaps series finale. We also get into the... No, shit. I don't even remember what we got into. I knew. Look.
Catfish.
Oh, catfishing. Manti Te'o, we talk about catfishing a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you guys, man. I'm drunk. I'll tell you guys more about it later in the show. But also, artificial intelligence, has it gone too far? And Trey goes to Harlem, the real Harlem, not the fucking one you see on TV. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get the overflow episodes. Going to start House of Dragons this week. It's the new HBO spinoff of Game of Thrones. We get you overflow episodes, as I said. We get you watch alongs. We're doing watch alongs for the movies with me and Zach Harper and Anthony Mays. We're also going to start doing watch alongs for NFL games. So come be a degenerate. The Discord, you get all the other good shit as well. Just make sure you are a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. But first, I don't even know what we started with. Whatever we started with, here it is.
I'm with the homie Chase. He like, hey bro, let's just go up the block to 101st or something, like in something. So we in East Harlem.
Yeah.
Walk up in there, bitch. I got on overalls, so I look goofy up in that bitch because I'm in the we in the hood.
That's like my cousin Amir's fucking
with the tote bag, like, overalls with the tote bag,
bro. I'm mentally dead in the hood. Like it's a hood game. It's like a third annual. Somebody passed away, so you know the shit is.
Oh, you had one of them type games and shit. Yeah,
right. So niggas like, fuck, is you talking about? It's not even a nigga really reffing. It's a nigga with a phone with the time. It's a,
oh, you gotta call your own fouls, okay?
And you know everybody out smoking that pack. Doing they shit, but I'm looking geeky. Niggas in there like, yo. So I tell a nigga like, you know, he like, yeah, da, da, da. Like, bro. So niggas start talking about his age. Like, yeah, I'm old. I'm 33.
Damn.
I'm like, bro, I'm 37.
The nigga That's said, how you know you're in a wild neighborhood. 33 is old.
Niggas hey, is nigga old. Said, you 37? This nigga baby for real. So, you know, I'm chilling, but like I'm looking mad geeky, like nigga, like I ain't from the hood. Like I ain't never been in the hood in my life, nigga. I look so fucking weird.
Oh no, you definitely down there on some tourist shit.
Man, don't let that nigga, you know, Trey accent thick as hell too, man. Like this nigga's not
for me. As soon as I said it was something I said, bro. I was like,
should have just been like word.
Yeah. No, I said I was talking about the Uber shit. I said, yo, the car coming.
Oh no, Trey.
Oh, not the car.
And the nigga said, hey nigga, where you from?
Them niggas halted the game and shit. Nigga, like, what? Hold on, Tech Rock. What you saying,
nigga? Is this proper nigga from the West Side? No,
we love overall, Trey, nigga.
But you know, Harlem niggas got jokes, bro. So niggas like, yeah, nigga young man. Look at this nigga, man. I'm like, bro, I'm older than all you niggas. You know what I'm saying? Oh my god, bro.
My nigga moisturizes and takes and drinks his water and shit,
bro. You feel me? Exfoliation and all this shit. You feel me? Ain't look a day over fucking 30. I told nigga I'm almost 38.
Don't come with that. Did you drink your water shit up there, nigga?
Oh no, nigga might smack the water up my hand. But yeah, no, I was talking to Don, and I was talking to my, you know, Drew Reese.
Yeah,
I'm talking to Drew, and he was like, yo, the Manny Te'o doc is crazy. Like, I felt bad about dude. And I'm like, I ain't watched it. So I'm like kind of chilling or whatever. So I was like, yo, I actually got catfished before.
Like full on catfish or just like, you didn't quite on, look like?
No. Like Manny Te'o, but like not to a point of like, that's my girl. You feel me? Like
right,
delirious situation.
Sure.
So.
Please tell.
I'm about to still tell it. You know, I'm always making myself a part of the story and just sharing embarrassing moments just because this
I'm
is
with
what
it. I do. I'm with it.
So long story short, Don's in San Diego at the time. He's in college playing at like MiraCosta or some shit. So he has his apartment. And this is like AIM, like AOL still going, like sidekick shit. Right?
Nice.
So you know, like we got MySpace, but we ain't got in Facebook. We ain't got Twitter yet.
No. This is pre-Twitter. This is like 2005, right?
Yeah.
You talking about Sidekick.
Like, so it's like 2007.
2007, Sidekick 2. Got it.
Bruh. So some girl hits me out the blue, random name. Something like, I don't even remember the fucking screen name. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm chilling. I'm like, I don't know how you found me, whatever. I ain't even suspicious about the shit. Cool. We start talking. I'm talking more. I'm hitting them up on the AIM, going crazy. Da, 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 da. They're like, oh, I'm based in San Diego, sending me pictures, all this shit. So I'm like, all right. And it went like, Shorty, I don't know who knows the Shorty sending me, bro. Like, just sending them at this joint. So I hit Don. I'm like, yo, bro, I might have to come crash with you. Yada, yada, yada. And at this time, I think I had just got like, I was just now finishing up, so I had like a little bread. I was in my senior year. I had a little bread though. So I'm like, Don, I'm gonna come through. You know, it's like the housewarming shit. He in the college apartment. I'd have bought this nigga a refrigerator, like a mini fridge. It's my best friend. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm like, yo, I gotta crash. Let me crash. You know, I'm supposed to meet this chick. She had the range. I'm hyped. I'm geeking off of all this shit. Like, yo, da 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 da. Come to find out, the catfish really liked me so much to a point that they fessed up and was like, yo, I feel bad.
Who was it?
So this is the thing. I don't know who the catfish was. The girl was actually the girl, but she said she got paid to fuck with me.
That's next level, my nigga.
I said,
that
what?
Is some next level shit.
And she said, I had to confess because I started to like you and I really wanted to meet up with you. I have, but think about this, I flew from the Bay to San Diego.
Yeah.
For 3 days with my nigga, like, yo.
Nigga, did you not meet up with the girl anyway?
Never did.
I would have pivoted. I was like, well.
She got some real pics now.
No, but like the thing was, it was so crazy to the point of like, yo, I'm so sorry I did this. Like this person paid, like they was just like trying to fuck with you. And I didn't know.
Okay.
I still to this day, they didn't fess up who did it. But she said it was another girl.
Oh, it's another girl.
It was a girl that was trying to like fuck with me. So I was like, damn, did I do something? And I start thinking back, like, did I do something wrong?
Like as a prank? As a prank? Or like,
yes, bro.
Okay.
But it wasn't even that shit not funny.
Oh man, let me tell you, I got a story like this, and that shit is fucking hilarious. By the way, I'm drunk as fuck. I don't know why I'm drunk, man. This has never happened to me before. Like where I drank last night, and I didn't drink that much. I drank, but I didn't drink like the most I've ever drank. Mm-hmm. And I woke up, and I've been awake for like 3 hours now, and I'm still drunk.
And you're still drunk.
I'm fucking drunk.
Do you get hangovers?
I don't get hangovers.
I don't get hangovers either. Okay, cool. I don't feel weird seeing that.
Like, no. It's not like, oh, my head hurts. Oh, yeah. I want to throw up. No, I just like, I feel like.
You're just drunk. Like, if you get up, you're going to be like, oh, I'm fucking.
Like, right now?
Right now, I am drunk.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. I mean, I was drunk last night and I woke up still like lit, but like, I'm good now by this time. I'm real sluggish though.
Day when I'm drunk. Like, Amin got to punt today. He's got to order some food. Just post up.
Well, what's your hangover food?
I don't get hangovers, so I don't know.
Or yeah, I can get hangovers. Excuse me. I was so lit drunk last night. I'm chilling today. Type food.
I guess I don't know because again, like I usually don't sleep much, and then I'm up and I'm doing my day. It's not like whatever, but like the first meal, if you're asking me. The first meal after a night of drinking is usually some breakfasty type shit. So that's why I was late today because I was making these hash browns I got from Trader Joe's that you make in the oven. That's the turkey bacon. I had like a egg and chicken sausage sandwich. Like I made a full ass fucking breakfast for myself, drank some orange juice and like nothing, man. I'm just out here. So
whatever, nigga, that's like a real breakfast. Like you normally eat breakfast like that? You're a breakfast guy that?
No, I just felt like I needed something to soak up all of this alcohol because it's like clearly this shit is still in me, like working. This shit, the niggas never like called it a night. Like, all right, you know, like, at the time they're like, no, we still working, boss. I'm like, okay,
hit the half the hours.
Yeah, I mean, like for real, this is like Dre's over here. I'm fucking body. So. When I was in college, and this was way, way before catfishing, Manti Te'o, way before Facebook, way before MySpace. This is like in the olden days, right? There was AOL Instant Messenger, and then there was another instant messenger called ICQ. Letter I, letter C, letter Q, and it was supposed to be ICQ. Like, that's what it was, right?
Oh.
So that was the shit that we were all on in college. Like that was the IM shit that you would use. Like, oh, what's up? What's going on? Da da da. Like whatever. And sometimes same shit, you get added by random people. Like, hey, what's your name? My name is this, whatever. So we used to live not too far. Our apartment wasn't too far from the apartment of these track girls, these black girls that was on the track team. And it was all bad, right?
Oh.
And so one of my roommates was in a class with this girl named Destiny. Destiny was fine as hell, man. Like, Destiny was like, yeah, that one right there, right? So Destiny would come over, like, on some after class shit, like, just chilling. She was a homie or whatever. I wasn't really close friends with her, but, like, my niggas was, right? And so Destiny was over and she was leaving at the same time as one of our homies named Harold was walking in. This nigga's like, and this nigga had a funny voice. He dressed funny. This nigga was a weirdo, right? So he's like, how you doing? He's like, all right, Destiny, later. And as she leaves, Harold's like, who was that? And we're like, oh, her? It's just Destiny, man. Like, oh, she's like, oh, you like her, Harold? You think she kind of fly? Like, yeah. So he was just like, laugh or whatever, and we let it go. Later that night, my roommate, this diabolical nigga, creates a fake instant messenger profile. Destiny Jones, whatever her last name was. I run track. I do this. I do that. And you're like, oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man? I met you at, you know, at they crib over there. I'm Destiny. And this motherfucker was like, oh, hi, I'm Harold. Da, da, da. And then for like the next fucking like 2 months. This nigga would log on every night and like just fucking fuck with this dude. Nothing sexual, nothing like that, but it was just like on, oh, what do you want in life? That, oh, I want to, like, I want to settle down. I want to move. So, and this nigga would do shit like this. My roommate, he's fucking hilarious, but this is the cruelest thing he's ever done. He would say shit to this nigga about this nigga's life, right? Like, I want to move, like, settle down, like, in a small town, like, Macon. Like, I think he was from Macon, Georgia. They're like, that's on. What I want to. Yeah, he just kept doing that shit. So, niggas is fucking dying, right? So, we're like, yo, you gotta kill this shit, man. He's like, I know. Like, yeah, you gotta kill this shit, man. Like, this nigga is like, you, no telling what's gonna happen. So, before he could kill this shit, apparently, this nigga Harold ran into Destiny out in the wild and approached her. Yeah, Trey's got his eyes wide open because he realized where this is going. Approached her with the familiarity of someone who's been talking to someone for a month every night. And she's like, oh, like, whoa, like, slow down. Where do I know you? I'm like, oh, that's right. You're so-and-so's friend, right? I ain't going to say my homie name because that shit, nigga's a family man and shit now. But like, you're so-and-so's friend, right? Like, we met that one time, and like, oh, we've been talking every night, man. And the guy had a weird voice. I'm talking every night. And Destiny was like, nah. Like,
I have never seen this man, that Keke Palmer gift. I have never seen this man in my life.
Dog. And he's like, we shared our hopes and dreams and fucking aspirations and lowest moments and everything. And she's like, oh, nigga, I was like, on ICQ, like, what the fuck is ICQ? She didn't even know what the shit was, man. And so then this nigga says to her, do you know anyone who might want to impersonate you? So the funny shit is, like, this shit happens. He's heartbroken. And so the only place he comes to turn to was the same homie that was running the shit the whole way. Like, he came to our apartment and said, man, like, just fucking his life is ruined and shit. It was him and my other homie. And he tells him the whole story. And he said, then I asked her, like, was there anyone who I want to impersonate you? And I'll never get this. My other nigga, Fly Benny, said, damn, that's just not a player move. But mind you, I'm in the back. I'm in the kitchen, like, getting shit. But I'm, like, kind of paying attention. And I fucking died. I wanted to die laughing, bro. Because this nigga was confessing his biggest heartbreak to the nigga that was like was fucking did the whole shit on him. So nigga leaves. I said, yo, man, you gotta tell him, man. Like, this nigga's suicidal or whatever. You gotta tell him. It was just a joke, whatever, whatever. So this nigga decides to tell him by creating a completely new profile and being someone else. And this is like, have you ever thought, like, his opening line was, have you ever thought you knew someone only to find out you didn't know them at all? And this nigga Harold's like, boy, have I ever. And then he started giving him, like, all these hints about, like, yo, I have a roommate named Amina. She's from Sudan. Like he would do this shit, like, in order to, like, nigga, like, you get what's happening? Like, nigga never got that shit, man. It's the funniest shit ever. That's catfishing, ladies and gentlemen.
So fucking wild, man. Because it don't always have to be sexual, but it's just the game of that motherfucker, man. Like, it's some sick motherfuckers out here, bro.
I'm gonna say this right now. My nigga that did that shit is a sick motherfucker. Like, this nigga always had like the sense of humor where it's like, yo, man, it fucking take it too far. But having said that, Harold deserved that shit because that nigga was a prick, man.
So wait. Harold doesn't know if Harold's listening right now. This is Harold finding out who it actually was for the first time. Yeah, and Destiny also? Destiny ever find out?
Destiny didn't find out. We didn't tell Destiny because that shit was going to be weird, right?
Like, hey, by the way, we just played.
Yeah. Harold, to my knowledge, has never found out, but also no one knows where Harold is. Like, I said, talk with these homies all the time. Like, and every once in a while, Harold would come up because this nigga was the butt of so many jokes, man. So it was like, yo, what's Harold up to? No one knows. So it's like, maybe this nigga, you know, I don't know. He might be on some other shit, man, basically. But yeah, if he's listening now, Harold, yeah, they got you. I didn't say who did it, but I you could probably piece it together. If I told you, like, you fucking confessed to the nigga that did it, like, he probably remembers. But, yo, shout out to fucking... Yeah, the greatest practical joke of all time. I won't lie, I laughed my ass off. But also, I was like, this is fucked up, man. Scott, have y'all watched that show on HBO, The Rehearsal?
I just started it.
Dog, it's fucking wild. Wild. So the premise of the show, Jerv, is it's kind of a reality show, right? But it's not really. It isn't, right? So the motherfucker, his name is Nathan Fielder. He's a comedian. He used to have this show on Comedy Central called Nathan For You. His thing is like, yo, we go through these socially awkward situations or whatever. If you know, the best way to handle them is if only you could like rehearse doing it before you actually doing it, right? So like breaking up with someone or whatever, like how do you go through that? Well, if you could rehearse it, if you could practice it, then you'd be more comfortable and be better at it. So this nigga basically approaches people. He puts like a Craigslist ad or some shit. And he approaches people about like, yo, what's this, like an anxiety-filled situation? And I'll help you with it. And the first dude is a guy who is in the trivia, goes to trivia night like once a week. And he has like a group of friends that he just knows from the trivia thing, right? They all get together at this one bar and they do trivia night. And it turns out like 3 years ago, he told them he had a graduate degree, but he didn't really have a graduate degree. Like he lied and he didn't know how to break it to them. Like, yo, I've been lying. I don't have a graduate degree, which sounds like a dumb shit, but whatever. So this dude, Nathan, shows up to interview him and like tell him, hey, man, it's all good. We'll go get this down and it'll be perfect. And he says, you know how I know it'll be perfect? He's like, how? It's because like everything that you and I just did right now, I rehearsed it. And then they show they built a fucking replica of this nigga's apartment. And they hired an actor. And motherfucking Nathan would go in to the person's apartment, the fake one, with this actor pretending to be him. And did the conversation a million times over. I don't know, a million times, nigga. So by the time he goes to the dude's house, he's already done this 8 million times. Like, it's the wild. It's wild as fuck, right? But I say all that to say, yeah, man. The show is going to turn dark, Trey, and you're going to be like, what the fuck is happening? It's funny as shit.
I was laughing a little bit, but I was like trying to see it just got approved for season two.
Season two, yeah, dog. It goes crazy, I'm telling you. But it is what it is, man. Like, you know, it's not a show I recommend for everybody. I'm just saying, like, this show's weird.
Is that your safe one now? So that I can't say that you recommend the show.
No, I look,
it's
like,
not a show I recommend for everyone.
No, because I know this show ain't for everybody. Like, this ain't one of them. Like, oh, you wilding if you don't like Watchmen. I'm like, you're wilding if you don't like the show. This is a very well done show, right? This shit, I'm like, it's a very well done show, but like, I don't know if people are going to get or appreciate the fucking joke that's happening here. Speaking of shows, the season finale of Flatbush Misdemeanors happened, and three things I want to say. Number one, what a fucking great finale. It was so great. They wrapped up everything real tight. Number two, it almost felt like they wrapped it up too tight. Like, yo, is this the series finale? It felt like the show's over. The kind of vibe I got.
It's over.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Not terrible, like terrible, terrible, but that's just terrible.
It's terrible, man. Like, that's a great show, man. And
such wow, a good show. You really got that? I didn't realize that. Y'all took, well, I mean, obviously you were right.
I'm watching it. Yeah, I'm watching it. And I'm like, this, the way they're wrapping everything up. Like, everybody's kind of like,
just closing out.
For the first time in their lives, it's like, shit is kind of all making sense, right? Mm-hmm. Dan is off the drugs. Kev has realized, like, his art is, like, something to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. Drew's brother or whatever Sticky Fingers plays, Zayna's dad, is out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Zayna's going to stay in New York. And Drew's, like, he left the drug dealing behind. Kareem is back with Dan's mom and shit. Like, I was like, oh, y'all niggas is wrapping this shit up. But I thought it was like, oh, baby, it's just like a season finale. It's over, Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's over. I mean, I hate to hear it.
And we're black. The third thing, I watched that episode and I was like, every motherfucker who listens to this podcast and watches this episode has the exact same thought as I do right now.
The metaverse golf? Oh my God. So this nigga, when the person tweeted the scene, I didn't get it. Cause I hadn't seen it yet. So I'm like, I'm assuming golf, Jerv. But when I seen it, I lost it, my nigga. Because he was like,
I lost my shit.
He wanted it quieted. Yeah. He's dressed up like the nigga playing fucking
got the hat. Golf. Got the fucking
blue pants. Fucking funny nigga, bro.
I had a fucking the glove on. I was like, this is Jerv, man. This is Jerv. And everybody watching this, I said, hold on. Where is my note? Yeah, blue dresses like Jerv when he plays golf on the Wii, and everybody's going to have the same note too, bro. Yeah.
So if it makes everyone feel better, that was my note, and I said, oh, this nigga looks like me when I went to this shit.
100%. Like, I was like, there's nobody, not even Jerv, is going to watch this and not get that reference. Like, it was.
I appreciated that.
I was like, I felt like that was a shout out to Jerv, to be honest with you. So shout out to Dan, shout out Jerv, even if he didn't know he did it. Him and Kevin.
Yeah, dog. Facts, man. It was so many fucking funny parts in that shit, dog.
Dog.
When the nigga Kevin went off.
Dog. Yo, I wrote it down. When he thought he won. Oh, yes. I told you niggas. I told you this was gonna happen. Follow your dreams, nigga. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Your baby hairs can't save you. Your titties can't save you. Your hairline can't save you. You think them waves gonna save you? No, it takes talent. Talent and prayer. Romans 3:15.
Kevin, can you turn the lights off? Can you dim the lights?
Oh
my God. Oh my God. And then nigga had to come back and apologize.
Hammer. My bad. He's like, I'm sorry, Shreddy. You look great. Like, you just fucking, yo, this nigga, that might be my favorite scene in the whole fucking season.
She starts the scene off with Alexa play Africa.
Africa. And then she come out with the
what?
And the face paint.
That nigga said, take that.
And that little girl walks out. Face.
Oh, when she asks, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yo, my nigga.
Oh, my gosh.
Dan moving because he think Drew about to kill him, and Kareem's answer is you need to go to Cuba and become the white Tupac. And Dan says, here we go again with white Tupac. I'm like, how many times is this nigga suggested white Tupac as an answer for someone's problems, man?
Yo, that shit was crazy. So fucking funny, dude.
Yo, old girl pulling up to the fucking crib. Like, all right, I'm gonna be respectful, right? My nigga, you're not going to make all that happen and think you showing up a little funky ass cake is going to make shit right. Like, it's not.
Like the nigga said, this isn't like spilling milk or whatever. Like, you fucking put like basically a death sentence on my head.
But, yeah, it's a check on my head right now. Hey, 100%.
But the funniest part about the cake, nigga, Kareem went through that shit like he was TSA. He said, all right, that's safe. And he takes the pieces and put it on the plate. And she says, it's not safe.
It's clean. He's like, not anymore. It's not.
Not anymore.
But it's funny because he literally goes with his fingers and cha 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 cha. He starts chopping through it, man. Kareem, man, this nigga's too funny. But nah, man, I don't know how I would react if she was at my door. I was like, fuck on, man.
Nah, like, why are you even at my door? You know what I mean, like.
I mean, you can't front like that because niggas be forgiving girls all the time, regardless of the stupid shit. No, not saying that you wouldn't do it, but it'd be stupid shit because you have to understand this nigga Dan found his final. You know, he's not a nigga that's just getting girls. Like, at least even Kevin fucked up and still know how to get a chick. Dan don't have no love interest. This is the old closest thing to him finding a love interest. So, like, even when he was mad and finally, like, all right, I'm over this shit. I don't care. Before she could leave, the nigga called her back. Because he knew it. He like, shit, it's my only, like, you know. But, yeah, it's just crazy.
Yo, did any of y'all notice how weird Kev looked without a hat and a do-rag on? It was like, like, with you saying that this is the last episode, I feel like that's the first time we saw Kev without a do-rag or a hat on.
We seen it earlier when he went home, remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Because we talked about how his, you know, his confidence is growing that season. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga's hair and stuff.
Okay. That nigga looked weird.
Yeah, that shit was funny. That's what that, by the way, Derp, that's what was so funny about him saying, your hairline can't save you. You think the waves going to save you?
That shit was talent. So fucking sick.
Talent and prayer.
Talent and prayer.
It takes talent and prayer. It's going to be I might have to be a new tweet for me.
Yeah.
And no, if niggas that, get it, they get it.
Yeah, man. You think them shit's going to save you? Oh, man. What else happened in the episode? I'm trying to think. There's some other shit.
Oh, the Juneteenth shit. Remember when the nigga took the lean? He said shit.
Like Martin Malcolm wouldn't want us to be broke on. Oh, man. When fucking he ran up on them niggas at the shop.
Oh, my God.
Yo, this shit was so funny. The niggas just kept talking. He was like, shut up. Mother, shut up. And then he's like, no, man. Look, yo, Dan, like, helped Zayna with her grades, and da-da-da, remember, I did this, I remember Dan did that, and I did this, remember, and then Dan snitched you out, like, oh, shit, my boy, nigga forgot what the point of the whole thing was. Oh, man, that shit was too funny, man.
I'm sad now.
I am sad, bro. Like, I kind of, like, just suspected.
The one show we really looked forward to every week, the one show that we really enjoyed, like, the good ones go if you wait too long. I really, for sure, was asking Dan, could I be part of season 3? Not as a character, but just like as like a cameo.
Yeah, yeah.
I was pressed. I was like, yo, just give me nigga walking to the background or just an extra. Yo, like, nigga, I just.
Yeah, look at the store or some shit.
Yeah, just nigga just drinking Calypso in the back or something, nigga.
Yeah, man. Damn. Damn.
Pour one out for Flatbush Misdemeanors, man.
I hope that shit was good enough for them to get like more shit popping.
Mm-hmm.
If there's another show that's gonna come up, but fuck, man.
Yeah, I told Dan I'm gonna pull up on him on his comedy shows, man. Support my dog.
Yeah, you know, man. That's
you know, we gotta keep it going.
I do the same shit, man. When I come to New York,
God, let's just ask him, you know, the West. All right, let's talk about power.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance. to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle was just like, ah, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Power being powerific. Not as powerific as normal. Maybe I'm just off of my P-Valley shit right now, but I was like, oh, okay. Like another semi-normal episode, right? Like Famous is trying to sell his shit on the street. Cops fuck with him. Fucking Famous's sister tells Lou that she's gonna go to LA. This nigga says, get the fuck on then, basically. Oh, Omar Epps. It's, you know what? I'm gonna tell you what I kind of enjoy out of this show is that at every turn, everybody, including Kanan himself, keeps reiterating that this nigga's not about this life.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and we know where he ends up. So it's like, what the fuck is gonna happen to him? For him to get to that level. So I do enjoy that. Like, they don't like, yeah, that nigga was badass from the beginning. Or like, even after season one, he come back season two, and now he's a badass. Like, they're making that shit gradual, which is very unpower-like. But, you know, I appreciated that shit. Are y'all surprised that, spoiler alert, Scrap is no longer with us?
I mean, it came to a point where...
Nah, he's snitching.
Yeah, he was snitching, but I knew he was gonna be gone.
But did they confirm he was snitching?
I mean, I think when he went
to Queens. Corona. Remember, he went out to Corona and he was saying like, "Hey, bro," like
he was putting the poster up and shit.
So when he went out there, and the cousin was like, "Nigga, why would you be asking? Why would I be hanging a poster up? I ain't hung nothing up since Thriller."
Oh yeah. I didn't understand that whole scene, to be honest with you. I was like, is this nigga making sure this nigga's hanging pictures? Like, who gives a fuck? Man? Like, but I thought he was just saying like things that I can't do anymore because I got one eye. I didn't know
that was
an alibi or whatever. That's kind of weak. If that's
were you shocked that that Rock was the one?
Yeah,
I respected that. No, you we can't, yo. Kanan is trying to play video games right now, talking sell mixtapes. Like Kanan ain't trying to do anything. Although I watched the previews and it looks like he gets real power with it next week. But whatever, right? Like Rock doing it. I thought it was. I respected that. I don't necessarily understand why Lou feels some type of way, especially when it's confirmed that he's snitching. You know what I mean?
I don't feel like it's confirmed that he was snitching, to be honest with you. Like, the whole snitching thing came off of because Omar Epps saw the nigga talking to the Asian cop.
When not knowing because he got the busted doing the gambling shit.
Card game, yeah. Like, because, like, if he was snitching, it wouldn't be the vice. It would be to narcotics, right? Or homicide.
But who knew the lie would take his life?
Right. I see what you're saying.
Because that's a big ass lie. Like, he could have, you know, whether he was snitching or not, he knocked out one of her, you know, Omar Epps being smart, knocked out her loyalist soldier.
Right.
Real you talk. Yeah. Saying?
But at the end of the day, his lie just took him out. His actions.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that.
Well, I mean, they told that nigga to stop Stop gambling and shit. Yeah, stop going to that wrong, particular card game. So you kind of fucking butt that on
you. Know, that's wild. I didn't think that. I didn't until you just said that. I didn't comprehend that he was lying to protect himself from them knowing he got caught up gambling again. I just took it that he was lying because he was snitching.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was snitching, bro. That's the wild shit. The nigga got killed on some other shit, but. These are the breaks. Bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. Meanwhile, fucking Jukebox is looking for her mama, which is funny because she ain't seen her mama since she was a baby. But then when she's staking out her mama crib, her mama look both ways down the street or whatever. Like, they still, like, them boys are still after her or whatever. I'm like, you're not on the run, lady. Like, you just. Shit, it's been
nah, like, hey, you gotta respect that, bro. You gotta respect that. If it was a part of that life, yeah. If you part of that life, it listen. There's no expiration on when people let go of grudges.
Sure, I guess. what else happened in the episode, man?
Fuck. Oh, the funniest shit and the most power thing. Famous getting kicked out the crib and the girl sleep in the bed. She never woke up on that scene.
I thought she was dead for a second.
Dead. When it shook her and she didn't wake up, I was like, oh, fuck, Famous. She killed the bitch or whatever.
Streets need a body.
Like that's a good one, Jer. But the fact that this nigga's getting blacked on in the house, the mom blacking, and she's passed. She's passed, bro.
When these putas in my house, like, she's not a puta, mom. She goes to NYU.
This NYU punta.
Yo, by the way, Streets Need a Body, that's actually a decent song, unlike fucking 7 Pounds of Pressure, which Jerv revealed is a great gym song. I was like, nigga, what? Yo, you're working out to Lil Murder and shit?
So no,
yo, that's funny. By the way, the nigga, and when you think about it, the nigga is working out to Lil Murder. So
nigga on his phone, like, hold on, let me cue.
No, so I was in the gym, and in between doing shit, I got into, you know how everybody does, and they scroll. You go on IG for a quick second. I got lost on IG, and I saw for some reason a lot of people were talking about. How 7 Pounds, not IG, Twitter, how 7 Pounds of Pressure, it's a good song. Like, it's a hype song. And I was just like, wait, is this shit actually on iTunes? So I went, I found it, and it's actually, like, they got like a soundtrack on there with a whole bunch of, with every song that they spent the budget on in season 2. It's all on iTunes on their soundtrack. And I listened to it, and I was like, oh, shit. Yo, he's not trash. Like he's not trash. It's the beat is the beat. You know what I mean? Like if you in the mood to hear some down south, like fucking Mississippi nigga rapping, like it's not that bad.
Jer, we talked about this on the last episode. First of all, Mean was like, it's no way that shit gonna chart. Secondly, if niggas is listening to it for real, he's pissed the fuck off. And yo ass double down and say it's not a bad gym song. So I'm trying to imagine yo ass call doing motherfucking bicep curls to 7 Pounds.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. It ain't that much different than any other down south hip hop song that I listen to where they're talking about the same type of shit. It's just that I watched this dude do it on. I acted on TV. It's just like if you fuck with, I guess to me it's like if you fuck with anything from whoop that trick, then whoop, like all that shit with Terrence Howard.
I didn't.
Like it's.
I didn't.
Oh, I thought those songs were old too. No, it was good. No. They was good chip songs also. I'm not gonna lie.
Listen. So look, your credibility is starting to dwindle with me, man. You listen to niggas that ain't real. So Jerv is really definitely one of the niggas that wear the TV fictional jerseys out.
You have Manti. Oh, the Bel Air 14 or whatever.
Bro, I have no fucking. Hillman.
The Bel Air 14, but I will say I've seen him. So oh, so hold on, brother. Cowley Watson. No, I don't have that, but I definitely have Hillman. I have Hillman apparel. It's real. Hillman's a real. Hillman's real.
Hillman. Hold on, nigga. Hillman is not real.
It's real. Hillman is based on Hampton University, which is why I wear it. And Spellman.
Look at niggas claiming shit nigga, that ain't real.
Do you know what real means, Jer? Like, real means like there's a Hillman University where people are enrolled. You have diplomas from Hillman University. There's Hillman alum. Not it was based on, right? Like,
I mean, well, when we watch Based on a True Story, you look at those stories as real, right? Nigga, so, like, if it's based on...
Five Heartbeats is not real.
And I'm not fucking playing Five Heartbeat songs outside of the movie.
Nice oh, like this. I wish.
Oh, of course you are, Jerk, because I know.
No, I didn't fuck with Five Heartbeats like that. I'm not really speaking into all
of,
them type
speaking
movies.
Speaking of not real, I mean, please look at what I sent to the chat. Please, bro. This is where we're going. And we're going to play a game of, is the person behind this black?
Okay, I'm looking at, hold on for a second, because, yo, actually, let me do this, because I could tell already, yo, someone say some shit, so I know that, like,
yep.
Okay, all right, yeah, because, you know, when I do shit on my phone, the fucking AirPods be fucking up, so let me do this on the laptop here, I'm opening it up. What? Is this? Hold on.
Wait, this is an AI.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence rapper.
A what?
Artificial intelligence rapper. An AI rapper. It's not a real person.
Oh, but who's coming up with the bars? The artificial intelligence is?
No, who knows? Yo, it's somebody okay. Writing the shit, but the shit said nigga, first of all.
Oh.
And like, look at the character.
Dog, the way the dude was moving, I'm like, yo, this doesn't look like a real person. But everything else looks so realistic. I was like, maybe it is a fucking real person? I didn't read the caption.
No, it's the first artificial intelligent rapper. They already got models on Instagram, artificial intelligent models. But a rapper that's saying nigga that don't look like a nigga, is it a nigga behind it?
It sound like the bull. To be honest with you, when I just listened to it a little closer, it sound like him. I don't want to say his name, the rat bull. Like, if you listen to it, it sound like him, honest to God.
Oh, 6ix9ine?
100%, it sound like him.
Jesus Christ, with the oh man, no, this is definitely not someone black. This is not someone black, man.
I don't see no niggas like we playing hockey. It's fucking funny.
That's a funny line, man.
That's a funny fucking line, though.
I kind of want to, you know, if artificial intelligence wrote that shit, I gotta dap up the fucking algorithm.
That's fucking crazy. Oh my God, I had to say it. I had to segue off of that, bro, because that is crazy.
This is wilderness.
I thought we were supposed rapper. To be looking at the car. I thought like the car was what we're looking at.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that Tesla ain't out yet. So it's my first shit.
A virtual rapper has signed to a major label.
Wait, XXL. What?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the caption. That's the caption from XXL.
His first single. Florida Water, the robot rapper FN Mecca signed with Capitol. Like, the nigga literally has a
hold on
record deal.
And my nigga Lil Murder can't get signed to a real label.
7 pounds of pressure, baby.
Shit, that's man. Wild.
Do we got anything else?
Nope, that was it, bro.
All right, cool, man. What a great episode that was.
For you, big dog.
I just need a nap just to get this shit out of my system, I think. Like, I don't know. what I'm supposed to do. Thank you again for listening to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Amino Hassan, Black Trey, Big Jer. Remember, be a Patreon, patreon.com/countthethings. We're doing overflows. House of Dragons. House of Dragons. We are transitioning now that Westworld is over. We're going to House of Dragons. Be on the lookout for that. I don't know if you guys watched that Lakers Hulu shit. I watched the first two episodes. I'll give you guys some more insight about that on Overflow. But until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.